Gael Scowcroft Jowell have been operating out of Mobile GAA Club since about 2002, and we had finally got an agreement with the Department of Education that we would take over the old boys' school in Mobile and have that as our permanent residence for the Gael Scull, for the between 76, 78 pupils that are currently in it, and we've had up to 90 at times. So we had all our plans in place. Planning permission was just received about 2 weeks ago. Agreement had been reached with the Department of Education for a major refurbishment job on Scull Joseph, the old boys' school, and there was in excess of €400,000, I believe, ready to be spent on that. So our architect had drawn up plans, and he was ready, now that planning permission had been received, he was ready to go to builders and with tender documents and ask them to bid for the job of doing the refurbishment. All of that work now has been put on hold. Obviously, there will have to be a technical examination on with what's left of the building to see are the walls that remain stable, can we use those walls? Obviously, we hadn't anticipated, you know, in the tender documents already drawn up that we would need to put on a roof. That situation now applies. There'll be a major technical and engineering analysis required.
So, Anthony, we're talking about an almost total rethink now around this building, because you were hoping to keep as much of the building as it were.
Yeah, we literally don't know, Sean, because we will now need to go and get people who are expert in the various technical areas to assess the new situation.
Yeah.
Initially, it was just a complete internal refurbishment. Now there is some major external works to be done to a building as well. That has cost implications, and it has huge time implications as well.
Now, I know, Anthony, I mean, you'd have put an awful lot, along with your committee, your board, the people behind this project, you've put a lot of sweat and blood into getting it to this stage. So, I mean, how did you feel yesterday when word started to break that there'd been this major fire?
Well, the fire officer from Mobile came to my house at 7:45 yesterday morning to inform me that this had happened, and I was just stunned and shocked into silence. I shook my head. I couldn't believe it. I thought of all the work that the principal and other board members, in particular Mary McIntyre, had done to develop it to this stage, and the amount of work that was done that is hopefully not for nothing, but certainly has put us back a huge amount. I felt really disappointed for the children, for the staff, for the work that has been done by the board. The plans that we had to move were in place. We were thinking of, okay, maybe Christmas, maybe Easter next year, we'd be moving into our new premises, and all the joy and the enthusiasm that that brings. And all of that now has just reached a sudden stop through, whether it's an active, you know, whatever reason the fire took place, whatever caused it, I don't know. The Gardaí will hopefully find out what actually happened.
Was it a worry, Anthony, that you would have had? I mean, did it cross your mind that, you know, in a building that is not being used, there's, because you hear about these incidents in old school buildings from time to time. We had it recently in Derry as well. Was it a concern you had whenever you hear about these other incidents? I hope that never happens to this building.
Oh, we had that concern, and we took action against it. Over a year ago, we had, you know, we were concerned with some entry into the building, and we had all the windows got broken, and subsequent to that, maybe over a year ago now, we had all the windows and doors boarded up. So we did take action previous to this to secure the building as best we could, but obviously boarding up all the windows and door and securing the doors are insufficient when somebody wants to get into a building.
Had you heard any rumours that the building may have been used as a drinking den? Some are saying that.
Yeah, I personally was not approached. And
was anybody else?
No, I don't know. Right. You see, prior to this, this, we are in the transition stage between the Diocesan Trust and the local parish handing over the building to the Gaelscoil and Áras Patrúnacha. So we're in that transition stage of the handing over the building, the lease. We have taken over a lease from it, so the people who are responsible for the building, that the responsibilities have changed, so perhaps people would have made complaints to other authorities that were previously in charge, but I'm not aware of any. That none has been made known to me.
Okay, and it may just be rumour, that's, as far as...
Well, absolutely, but, you know, having been a school principal for many, many years, I'm very, very used to people complaining about teenagers. Mm. 98% of teenagers are wonderful young people, the same as the general adult population.
But somebody's clearly lit this fire. I mean, the Gardaí are certainly looking at the whole area of it being a malicious fire. Now, it may have been a discarded cigarette, but we don't know. It may have been somebody who's deliberately set it on fire. You know, that's, yeah, I suppose, the worst option. But whatever, it's caused a massive problem for you as a board.
It's a major disappointment for us as a board, for our school, for our students, for our staff. And it means that we have to start, not completely start from scratch, but the building will have to be relooked at and starting, just have a complete relook at that there.
Well, the budget will change, won't it? The budget.
I'd imagine that there will be implications. Obviously, we had never anticipated putting a roof on the building. We had plans to repair the roof. That will have to be, additional funding will have to be sought for that. And I'm unaware, and we'll have to await technical advice to see what additional costs are being implied because of this year's act of perhaps arson, perhaps negligence.